You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000. Howard is talking about something completely different today. Howard Tolman is with us, General Managing Partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors. How are you today, Howard?
Good. I just want to say that could Brandi Carlile be any better? I mean, she's coming to Ravinia, I think, on the 26th of August. But the stuff she's done with Johnny Mitchell is just insanely wonderful. She's just amazing.
She is. She seems to, you know, she's one of those artists that comes from another world or another generation. You just can't explain that talent. It's so unique.
Yeah, I agree. She's amazing, and she really, you know, she's one of these artists who's had like what, three lives. You know, it's like,
yeah,
this is yet another version of her, not one that we would associate with 20 or 30 years ago. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's cool
to see somebody transform in that way. But
Howard,
anyway.
You've been married for decades.
Yes.
What interests decades. You about about online dating?
Well, first of all, you know, it's not just me. There are 60 million Americans who use these things, these dating apps, 60 million.
Wow.
But what's really amazing is that 3/4 of them quit within a month, okay? And I don't think that those quitters are ones who all found happy spouses and, you know,
no.
Long-term lovers and stuff like that. So huge attrition. And as you said, you know, it makes a lot of money, but does it provide a real service to anybody? And the answer is I don't really know. But the reason I got interested was because, you know, in our venture fund, I mean, I probably get 50 business plans a month and I try to read them. And sometimes they provide good ideas for columns. And this was a situation where the plan came in and, you know, I mean, I'm a tech cheerleader and supporter. So, I mean, I almost never write anything that isn't sort of supportive and complimentary, or I just, you know, adopting the thumper rule. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. But anyway, this plan came in and it's about an idea for matchmaking, for, you know, connecting folks. And her idea, this is a woman out in California, her idea was to find people in your neighborhood who she calls them validators. I would call them something along the lines of busybody / Budinskis, you know. But, you know, her idea was that these people, out of the goodness of their heart, would go around and find folks that needed matching and then would literally, like, build profiles and contribute them to her service. And then on the other side would be all these daters looking for matches. And because these descriptions were from good folks, I don't know what, they would have more confidence in it, I don't even know how to describe it.
You're basically vouching for someone. Someone says, oh my gosh, this person is vouching for them.
Yeah, and you're signing up for all the grief associated with that, you know. All the broken dates, all the no-shows, all the are-you-kidding-me's,
yeah.
And you're not getting paid. And, you know, it's also a job. I mean, you know, do people really need a whole nother job? Like, oh, by the way, while I'm sitting around, I'm going to make up profiles on my block. And I even...
Their mothers would do it for them, their mothers or their aunts.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the truth. The truth is a lot of matchmaking already exists. You know, we don't need more do-gooders helping us find a date because we ought to be married by this age. And, you know, and I even said it seems to me that the people most in need of this kind of assistance are the least likely to raise their hand and say, you know, help me, I'm desperate. You know, I mean, so I don't know. I just thought, because the week before, if you recall, I wrote about the other end of the spectrum, which is these idiots paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally.
Yes.
In, you know, the valley, these mini millionaires for headhunting matchmakers, and how insane that sounds. But this was the other extreme. And so I just was fascinated. But honestly, I just, you know, sometimes we see business plans and you feel like doing the people a favor. If please don't spend your time. This is not, you know, this is not an idea that's going to go anywhere.
So your venture fund will not be funding this particular business.
That's true. But more importantly, I mean, I'm hoping that this person will sit down and rethink some of this. She wanted to open in four cities, you know, to begin with. And, you know, a lot of stuff where, you know, you sort of want to grow a business, you know, where your feet are planted before you worry about being worldwide. So, I mean, there was just a list. I was trying to be a good sport, but there were a list of plenty of issues that I just thought she hadn't given a lot of thought to. It's a very nice idea of, you know, as you said, vouching for people. But I'm not even sure that, you know, that she understood who the customers were. You know, the customers are these people down the line who are going to magically appear and pay money to be matched up. And, you know, this is a complicated thing because it's sort of a critical mass. You have to have a bunch of daters. You have to have a bunch of candidates to find dates. And then you have to have these middle people. And all of those people have to come together at the same time. Otherwise, there's no there. It's like whatever the where's the beef, you know, situation. Like if you go to a dating site and there's nobody there, you know, you don't have a business. And on the other hand, you know, if you're recruiting people and getting their hopes up and then nobody ever calls them, they're not going to be happy with you either. So anyway, that was sort of the genesis of the article. But
I like it. I encourage people to read it because it's fun. We're up against news time, but they should read it because you do lay out what you look for before you fund something. And I think that's important, too. All right, Howard, have a good one.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Howard Tullman, T-U-L-L-M-A-N.